Building permit approval and fees on the agenda when the Red Oak City Council met on Monday, March 2nd. Following the meeting, KCSI spoke with Red Oak Mayor Tim Fridoff and City Administrator Lisa Cotter. They tell us more about this agenda item and discussion.
I would say lengthy discussion with the from John McCurdy with SWPCO about building permit and approval fees. It led into a pretty large discussion, really. I'm just throwing that out there. What did you say about that from Tim or from...
You want to add in there, but he just did a really good job explaining what it is, the purpose of it. Again, why it's just important. It's for everybody's protection. Make sure things are getting done right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that simple. Making sure that things are done the right way. Holding people accountable, your contractor, because unfortunately, yeah, we know there's really good contractors here in town. I know plenty of them, and they do great work. People can make mistakes still. And unfortunately, we live in a world where not everybody is as honest as the ones that maybe we have here in town.
Yeah.
And so in order to help keep them honest and to make sure things are done right, that the mistakes are being caught, we have the inspections. So I think it's an important thing to have.
Right now, if I were to think about what people don't like about the current structure, is there is an inequity in the fact that, and I've had a couple of these myself in the year and a half I've been here, that if you build something with a size that is a nice house, or you built a nice garage, but it's still a garage at the exact same square footage, the fee currently is exactly the same. So the people who feel like they have are not being treated fairly are the people who are not building something to the degree that a house would be. So not as finished as a house. So if it's a garage, you know, you might have some bare necessities with electricity, but it gets charged at the same square footage price at that $70. And so people come in and they're like, well, I could build a house on the same square footage and you're not giving me any kind of a discount to that. So what this does create is, by using the International Building Code, it's saying that there should be a higher value to a finished house versus a basement versus a garage versus a deck. Mm-hmm. And then there is a relative number that sort of equates that out and treats it more like what it is in real life, that it costs more to build a house at this size than the exact same size of a garage.
So, again, that was a pretty large discussion, and I just want to comment that Councilman Franks had a lot of questions, and it kind of came up to, why would I be, trying to summarize that a little bit, why should I have to have a permit for certain things that I do? The one that came up frequently was a window. I'm replacing my window, if I'm replacing my siding, if I am directly replacing a hot water heater, why would it be necessary for me to get a building permit to do that and have it inspected? I'm summarizing this larger discussion that Councilman Franks had. Would you agree with that?
I would agree. I think that, you know, some of it comes to people's view of government oversight and what is the purpose of that. I would say that, as, you know, someone representing the city, that with a window, with a water heater, those are the kinds of things that there can be errors, and that we want, you know, like, you can not do paint fabulously and get lots of schnibs of paint on the ceiling versus the wall. So when there could be something, so, you know, the case of the window is it installed weather tight? Is it done well? And the person who buys the house next, like, you think, well, I just want to do whatever I want because I live there. But what we want is that our stock of properties, we want to make sure that it's being done well, done properly, up to code, and that it's sealed properly, things like that. And
thanks again to Red Oak City Administrator Lisa Cotter and Mayor Tim Fridoff for their time and that information. That was following the Monday, March 2nd regular meeting of the Red Oak City Council. The Red Oak City Council will meet next on Monday, March 16th.